Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 635 and a quarter, up 13 and a quarter. July, 627 and three quarters, up 11 and a quarter. Soft May wheat, 580 up 12. July, 585 and a half, up 11 and a half. March corn, 429 and a half, up 3 and a quarter. July, 441 and a half, up 2 and a half. December, 450 up 2 and a half. March soybeans, 1286 and three quarters, up 7 and a quarter. July, 1259, up 6 and three quarters. November, 1116 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. March soybean meal, 422.20, up 280. March soybean oil, 38.02, up 18. February live cattle, 143.12 and a half, down 55. January feeder cattle, 170.02 and a half, down 45. February lean hogs, 85.40, they are down 15. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start over on the dollar side of things today, Dan, because when I opened my dollar chart this morning, I noted we gave away all of the gain that we've made in the last 2 weeks in one fell swoop.
Well, the dollar has kind of been in a trading range for several months in here, but you know, I think some of the technical formations that I'm looking at, I think is teed itself up for a pretty good push to the downside at some point in time here during 2014, and that's one of the reasons why I think I want to be a little friendly commodities at some point in time. It's going to take a while, but I do think a big dollar decline is in the works. I think it's going to be a couple of things. I don't think the Fed is going to basically taper. I mean, they did so-called taper 10 million or 10 billion bushel dollars a month. I think that's going to we're going to go back to probably expanding. I think. The new Fed chairman I just don't see any let up of printing of money for some time, and I think that's going to continue to weaken the dollar, and that's eventually going to, you know, lead to inflation, but that's not going to happen at least in the next 12 months or so. But I do think that expansion of the money supply is going to weaken the dollar, and eventually we're going to get into a dollar crisis.
So those are the fundamental possibilities behind the chart. When you look at the chart proper, what do you see and what are you keying off of for a move downward?
Well, there's a big bearish divergence on price action and the 14 period stochastic indicator. And that basically is signaling that we're going to go on down and maybe check out the lower part of the trading range that we've been in. We've been kind of in a trading range between 70 and 90, and I think this technical formation I'm looking at says we're going to go down into the 70s, and then, of course, that goes back to the 08 lows that we had, and, of course, if the 70s don't hold, well, then that would be a breakdown out of a sideways trading range, which would signal a move, you know, down into maybe the 50s or so. But you have to take one day at a time. But at least the technical indicators that I look at and the price action that I look at suggests that we're vulnerable anyway to a decline down into the 70s.
On a one-day decline like this, is it supportive to wheat? Is wheat sensitive enough where a one-day decline in the wheat in the dollar would potentially, given the fundamental situation we currently have in the world, be responsible for the wheat rally we see today?
Well, I think it helps out, but I think the key thing on the wheat is what they're worried about is snow cover into the southern plains. And with this colder than normal winter that we're having and these sub-zero temperatures, and the way I understand reading the forecast, that we're going to have several of these pulses of cold, bitter air come at us. They come at us, and then we're going to warm up, and then we're going to get another one. So I think that's kind of in the forecast for the next 10 days or so. And I think that the wheat is worrying about a general lack of snow cover in a large portion of the winter wheat areas.
Turn your attention then to corn and soybeans, which are actually expressing similar kind of patterns in trade this week.
Well, I mean, ever since we had the January crop report, that kind of changed the complexion of the corn market a little bit. We still are building supplies, but we're not building supplies as large as what the trade had worked into the market, so we're still adjusting on that. Informa Economics came out with their private new crop acreage estimates, which showed that maybe we're not going to plant as many acres of soybeans as we did as what they thought originally, and the corn acre drop was not going to be as large. So now that kind of boosts soybeans a little bit, because depending upon how you pencil in the acres and the yield, we may not be growing. We're going to grow supplies some, but it's going to be a modest growth, and then everything is pretty well dependent upon what kind of growing season we have. So, when you look at everything coming together, now we do have the Ag Forum coming at us here next month, and my guess is that, you know, we're going to hear a steady diet of large supplies, growing inventory levels, and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of that's been talked about, but it'll be interesting how the market reacts to that.
Is the price action you're seeing in November soybeans conducive for potentially a rally up into the 1140s to 1150s?
Well, we have to get that. 40 is the key point. I mean, okay. November soybeans were in that trading range, and when we broke down underneath 40, we broke to the downside. It does look like we were maybe tracing out a V bottom of some kind, but we're going to have to get closers back above 40 to kind of really dress up the picture. If that would occur, then maybe, you know, we could go on up into the midpoint of that trading range. And that would, you know, give farmers at least opportunities to sell some $11 type cash beans out of the field.
The formation that we were seeing in March composite daily corn looked like a down flag, and we're getting a little bit of an uptick off of it.
We're getting a little bit of an uptick. It's going to be a hard climb for corn because farmers still own a large inventory of corn. And until all that hedge pressure is absorbed in the market, a big rally is going to be somewhat limited. I'm down here in southern Illinois here, or southern Indiana here today, and you can just see just all kinds of semi-trucks are headed to the river. So we are getting a lot of country movement activity with this colder temperature.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in southern Illinois today, although his offices are over in Mandeville, Louisiana. March corn trading 429 and a quarter, up 3. July, 441 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. December, 449 and 3 quarters, up 2 and a quarter. March soybeans, 1284 and a quarter, up 4 and 3 quarters. July, 1256 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. November, 1115 and 3 quarters, up 2 and 3 quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM, 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.